Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Ahoy there, me hearties! Live from the pond at Jessington Towers, hoist the mainsail, weigh the anchor, and voyage with us through episode 8 of Stars in Your Ears! Arr! Now, with deepest apologies to anyone who's actually from the West Country, please batten down your hatches and welcome your cabin. She puts the naughty in nautical. She don't have a beard, but she's definitely been one. There she blows! It's Jess Robinson!
Poop deck, because I've got the biggest booty on the open sea! Ha ha! Sailing the seas of famous luminaries, I'm ruthless, armed and mean! I pillage the voices of celebrities, because I'm the parroting pirate queen!
What I'm trying to say is I'm a pirate who steals people's voices, a bit like Ursula the Sea Witch, but prettier and not a squid.
Welcome to the show, you're gonna hear stars in your ears. To go if you wanna get stuck in your ears.
Welcome aboard ship Jessington.
It's Michael, Kate and Rob.
I've got a peg for a leg.
I've got a hook for a hand.
I know you've got a wooden nose.
Welcome to the show. You're gonna hear stuff in your ears. There's no better place to go if you wanna get stuck.
Welcome to Stars in Your Ears, live from Ship Jessington, the SS Jessington, in the septic tank of Jessington Towers. I'm both the captain of the ship and the multi-voiced parrot on my shoulder.
Who's a pretty girl then?
Jess Robinson. Yeah, I do have a fabulous range, thank you. And of course, no swashbuckling voyage would be complete without my mutinous crew of scallywags. Jessington World of Adventures!
Ahoy, mateys!
Ahoy, mateys.
On keys, he's saltier than a soggy sea biscuit. It's Michael Scurvy Fingers Ralston!
Arr.
On drums, three sheets the wind after a very jolly Roger, it's Jonathan Kitching!
Arr.
And on bass, guitars and a lot of paracetamol, it's Squiffy Sea Dog, stinking of grog, Rob Lamont!
Arr.
Welcome to the final episode of this series! But why, I hear you ask, are we doing it in the style of a pirate party? Because we are! Sorry, I had something in my throat. Because we are. Boys, looking back over the series, it's been so fun. What have been your best bits? Kitch?
Well, obviously, hanging out with Duncan and making pretty good buddies with him and all his time. It's been a lot of fun. And he's really appreciated all the gifts he's received
from
all the
guests.
Yeah, he's
been a popular member of the crew, hasn't
fantastic.
He?
Fantastic. Deborah brought him a wonderful little podium for him to do his thing on.
Yeah, says feminism across it.
Athena brought a lovely top hat and tails and cane.
And you look so cute in them.
Rosie Jones brought some tap shoes.
Yeah.
So we kind of got to thinking that maybe we'll put together a little presentation. Ooh. I mean, I've been teaching him how to whistle. And we've got a little musical number that we can present to you this week.
Oh my gosh, amazing!
No, hang on. We were supposed to do a duet this week, Kitch.
You promised. It's a pirate-themed episode. We were going to do Ooh, I Love a Jolly Roger. I've got my tap shoes on. You promised. This is our moment.
I know, Michael, but you've always been gallivanting around in the West Wing in your smoking jacket, and I've kind of just been chilling out down here, so I thought, well, I might as well just use the time, you know?
It's great that you're big friends with this rat, but, you know, where does that leave me? Where the group? You're not thinking about other people here. It's just you and the rat.
Well, there's me and Rob.
Who?
I thought it was a safe space, Michael. I just wanted to share what we've been doing, you see.
Wow.
It's right up your alley.
Do your number. Do your number.
I'd like to hear it.
I would too.
Cheers, guys.
Well, do you want me to sing it with you then? All right. Ready?
For millennia, human beings have made animals their friends. Now most households own a dog, some fish, or a cat. And though they may make a great companion, there's a species I should champion that will make you smile when you feel flat. Now I know we've had a bad rep since we've come down through the years, and you would sooner lay out poison than have a chat. But if you're looking for some new mates, tired of all your girl and guy mates, you don't need you no more primates. I'm your rat. We've been on our best behavior and keep out of your sight. We live underground, don't make a sound, and only come out at night. But you breed us for your testing, and you know that isn't right. So how about we just be friends? Now this thing can't get more ridiculous. Every rodent has their right. There's always one of you 10 feet from where I'm sat. I know these days you're feeling bluer, and we're not growing any fewer. So if you call down to the sewer, I'll come change your point of viewer. You won't find a friend that's truer. I'm your rat.
Oh, wow! Wow, he's
pretty
good.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa! I didn't know you could do that on 1 foot.
Told you, Michael, didn't I?
That is...
Yeah, it's great.
That's amazing.
Wow! Wow, backflip!
Yeah!
Well, I hope you've learned a lesson and I've made a good impression. In my tap shoes came tails and top hat. Your show looks thrilling. When you're ready and you're willing, you can find me sat here chilling on this mat. Now I'm your rat.
Good night, Jessington Towers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice one, mate.
Amazing.
Tell you what, you nearly well spit your trousers in, didn't you?
That was amazing.
It's good, right?
It's amazing how many things rhyme with rat, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm looking at one.
Well done, well done.
Seriously, though, Michael, it was brilliant, wasn't it? What did you think?
I've got a cat.
What?
Well, you know, I was a bit lonely, actually. And, you know, Kitch has been quite occupied with his new rat friend.
Well, hang on a minute, but Duncan is scared of cats, Michael.
Why?
Why? Why do you think? I mean, he is 3 times rodent Bellator kickboxing champion, but cats are a different class.
Oh, that.
I thought I was your friend, Michael.
Yeah, but you can't tap dance. Why don't we introduce Thomas, my cat, to Duncan? I'll let him out of his box.
Oh, Thomas! Oh, I wondered what was in that box. I thought it was locks of your ex-girlfriend's hair.
Jess!
I'm only joking. You've never had a girlfriend.
Here he is! Look at him! I dressed him as a crocodile.
Yeah, he looks a bit pissed off about that, to be fair.
No, look, he's wagging his tail. Hello, Thomas. Oh,
I don't think it's a good sign when cats do that, is it?
He just wants to have a sniff. Bring Duncan over.
Okay.
Oh, he's actually quite strong. Thomas, keep still.
Oh, Duncan is shaking all over.
Thomas, calm down. Thomas, ow!
Run, Duncan, run! I tell you what, Michael, if anything happens to Duncan...
You'll what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like I said, he is kickboxing champ, not me.
I'm sure he's just being friendly.
Look bloody hungry to me.
Maybe they're just playing chase. I like playing chase. Will you throw the ball for me later, Jess?
Sure, Rob. Just don't bite me again. Kitch, don't worry. I'm sure Duncan can look after himself. He's more capable than some humans I've met.
You talking about me?
Yeah. He'll be fine. He'll be back, snuggled up in your bass drum in no time. Stand in your ears! Oh, we have a fantastic show ahead. You've been sending in more impressions. We've got randomizers, another celebrity phone hack, and, of course, a mimicry masterclass, all culminating, of course, in a fabulous fantasy duet. But we can't do any of that until we bring on this week's incredible celebrity guest. I am a massive fan of this person, and I'm very, very excited they agreed to do the show. You listeners know who's waiting in the wings, but I've kept it a secret from Jessington World of Adventures. So, boys, I want you to use your oral skills. And just from our visitor singing the word hello, I want you to work out who's our guest.
Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Come make way now for our guest. Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Come on, please now tell us, Jess. Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Who's our very special guest?
Hello.
Oh. I think he's a British stand-up comedian and TV personality.
Oh, that's very good, Michael.
Thanks.
He's won numerous awards and performed at festivals all over the world, including Adelaide, Perth, Sydney, New Zealand, Edinburgh and Glastonbury.
Oh my gosh, very good.
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
I should have got that.
How did you not get that, Rob?
Come on, Montreal.
Can we hear another hello?
Hello.
Ooh, oh, a gifted actor. Is impressed the critics with his performance on stage and screen.
Ooh.
The Radio Times said he's one of the most likable figures in British comedy. And the Sunday Times said he's officially becoming a national treasure.
Ooh.
Yeah. Lovable.
Oh, lovable.
Yeah.
He's helping a bit, isn't he? Let's have one more hello.
Hello.
Very resonant.
He's appeared on numerous radio and TV shows, including QI, The Royal Variety Show, Just a Minute, and his documentary on homophobia in the black British community and Jamaica, Batty Man, won a Royal Television Society Award and was nominated for a BAFTA.
He also starred in his own TV and radio shows, including the Radio 4 sitcom What Does the K Stand For? And BBC One's TV That Made Me.
Oh, what a CV! Boys, who's our guest?
It's Stephen K. Amos!
Welcome. Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Exciting to have you here. How are you?
I'm so agreeable. I'm in a very good mood. It's my favourite word of the moment, agreeable. I'm in a great mood. I'm in my house in southwest London. I've not done anything for 3 months, and I'm just having a ball.
Are you
great.
Really? That's good.
I am. I can't believe people are sitting there going, oh, I'm bored. I've got nothing to do. Bored? How can you be bored? When you've got Netflix, you've got books, you've got the internet, you've got Pornhub.
Oh, I think Kitch has completed Pornhub.
Yeah. Tell you what, I've had to get a few new prescriptions on these glasses, aren't I?
What happens when you get to the end?
Oh, I think Kitch's got to the end.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it for you, mate.
Stephen, would you like to choose a style, a musical style for one of the band members to play in? What sort of mood do you fancy?
A musical style? Mm. I really kind of like... oh, do you know what? This is quite a difficult question, Jess, because I've got a very eclectic taste of musical...
Well, this won't be the only time I'll ask, so you can go through your list.
Let's go a jazz.
Oh, yes. And which member of the band would you like? Would you like some piano, some guitar or some drums?
Oh, I think drums don't really work well with jazz. So
never watch Whiplash.
No. Maybe guitar.
Oh, okay.
Good choice, good choice.
Yeah.
Rob Lamont. How's this? Is this what you sort of meant?
That's a bit fast for me.
Oh, come on, Rob.
For jazz, that's a bit fast, right, Rob? Yeah, slow it down, man.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
I want to feel a groove. I want to feel like...
Mm. Sh- should have asked me.
sorry, Rob. What is that? Sorry, Rob. What, you know the dumb thing? What's that?
That's the beat, I suppose.
Yeah, it's too harsh.
Okay.
It's got to be a bit more, you know.
You want sexy? You want a bit of sexy jazz? Okay, yeah. Sex. No, not jaunty, Rob.
Yeah,
not sex.
Michael, would you like to have a go?
No, you're doing great. You're doing great.
Come on, I believe in you.
Sweating now.
just like maybe like skip a beat to the ba-dum.
Okay. Let's try a bit more gentle.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh yeah, that's doing it. That's doing it.
See, now we're talking.
There we go.
Suddenly a snake charmer.
Looking down my trousers, yeah.
I knew he'd get there in the end.
Yeah. So firstly, Stephen, I've got to ask, what does the K stand for?
Oh, what a good question, Jess. Well, basically... No, it is. No, stop laughing, you. No, basically, it's my middle name, one of a few that I have. And it's from Nigeria, from the Yoruba tribe in the south of the country.
Yeah.
And it means, it's Kainde, spelt K-E-H-I-N-D-E,
Kainde.
But pronounced Kainde,
right.
Which means literally the second born of twins. So you can be a boy or a girl and be given that same name.
I used to know two twin boys, and one was Taiwo, and I think he was called himself Kenny, but it was spelled like that.
Well, he's an idiot then, isn't he? Because he's Kainde. Yeah, but you're right, though. That it's Taiwo and Kainde.
Yeah.
So I think we've got something in common. You see, for years at school, I pretended that my dad invented Robinson's fruit and barley. I know it was a very dull pedestrian lie, and nobody believed me for a second. I'm a complete basic bitch.
But oh, didn't they believe you?
I don't know. Just because it was, I don't know, they just weren't interested.
Well, like a cordial. They didn't believe that your dad
invented the cordial.
It's so plausible.
It's so middle class. But you did something similar, didn't you? You chose someone more glamorous for your parent, though. Who did you tell people your mum was?
Sorry, Jess, I can't let that go. But of all the things, when you were at school, that you could have pretended that your dad invented, you chose a cordial. That's very popular at Wimbledon. Not even strawberries. Not even strawberries or cream. A cordial.
A range of cordials.
A range, yeah. Barley,
orange. Oh, forgive me. That is so funny.
So sad.
It just gives me an insight into your world, really.
It's quite small.
What did your dad actually do?
He was an artist.
What, this artist?
Yeah.
Add water! My thing was, I just wanted to be popular, and I'm sure maybe you can, and all of you guys can probably kind of attest to this, when you are a performer as a child, but you don't know that's what you are, you do anything to get some sort of attention.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Pretend your dad makes cordial.
Or make no friends. Now, my...
How did you know?
My thing was, when I was at school, Shirley Bassey was a big, big deal and had done a couple of James Bond theme tunes. So I said to all my friends that my mum was indeed Shirley Bassey.
Did they believe you?
Do you know what? They believed me for a while, because what I used to do as well... Yeah, I'll tell you what I did. I used to bring... like the old 7-inch records that my mum and dad had, one of which was a Shirley Bassey single, and signed it with my left hand, which was obviously, and I'm right-handed, so it was really crooked, and I'd say, she signed it, look, mum signed it for you. And then, to add insult to injury, the teachers asked me to ask my mum to come and open the school fete.
No!
Yes!
No.
Yes! So what does a young boy do? I'm like, I'm going to ask my mum. And bearing in mind, my mum is a very out and proud Nigerian lady. And in the late 70s, 80s, a lot of black people apparently look the same. That's what we were told. So my mum opened the fucking food.
Wow. And how did that go down?
Very badly. Very badly.
Did she do a number? Like,
yeah, yes. A few numbers. She's like, diamonds are forever. It's the wrong key, Shirley. There was no key.
Oh, that's so funny. So, Stephen, who are your favourite singers? What attracts you to their voices? That's what I want to know.
Do you know what? I think, for me, it's the song. If the song is really meaningful and shows a range, I don't know anything about, you know, vocal scales and ABC. I'm not musical in any way, shape or form. And I think maybe it's because when I was at school, I really wanted to play the trumpet or the saxophone. Mm-hmm. And my music teacher said, Stephen, I think your lips are far too big for this.
No!
If only you knew later on in life.
We do need a saxophonist or a trumpeter in the band. Do you not want to learn now?
But you know, I would love to learn now, but honestly, it was as a kid, you know, it really puts you off when someone in authority says you're not good at something.
Yeah.
I remember once our whole class was asked to go and to sing to be in the school choir. And what the choir master did, he walked along. There were three rows of us, mm-hmm. All singing the same song. And he walked along and put his hand on the shoulder of every other kid. And my shoulder was one of those kids. And I thought, oh, I'm in. And then he said, all of you boys and girls with a shoulder, with a hand on your shoulder, sit down. You're not in the band.
Ouch.
I know, it really hurt me. I thought, this lovely voice. So I never, ever thought I could sing, never thought I could. But that's why I really appreciate a story. Someone who's got,
right.
I really loved, like, Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes.
Like, those kind of sultry sort of singers that you really feel what they're singing.
Oh, you're talking Michael's language.
Definitely.
Am I Michael?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favourite, Michael?
Oh, I love a bit of Ella. I've been listening to her and Louis Armstrong a lot lately. They did a great, lot of duets together. Beautiful stuff.
Oh, so you like now I like you.
Yeah. I've redeemed myself.
Don't make your mind up too quickly.
I'm gonna ask you though, Jess.
Me?
What vocal style made you kinda go, oh wow?
I wasn't around the first time when she was massive, but I think Kate Bush was one of them. My auntie lent me one of her CDs.
Okay.
And I just found her voice so theatrical, and then I looked at her face and her big hair and her huge eyes, and that was really exciting to me.
Yeah.
And more exciting than the Spice Girls, which were, you know, what all my friends were listening to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I get that. Having seen and know your stuff, I can see that. It's not just the vocals. It's the whole package.
Yes.
And so unique.
Yeah. But also, I loved Shirley Bassey, and imitating her voice taught me how to sing powerfully, actually. I couldn't before that. I was just a little classical singer. So by imitating Shirley, I learned how to sing, well, pop, really. And I hear you do a good Shirley Bassey.
Oh, why are you laughing?
I'm looking forward to it.
Because we're in anticipation. Please, trembling. Will you do a bit of Shirley for us?
Oh, Miss... I'm even trying to do a Welsh accent. It's not happening.
How about if we went...
The minute you walk in the joint, you can see I was a hell of a fanner, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Wouldn't you like to see what's going up in my mind? Wouldn't you? Is that right?
Yes. Do you know when you did the so refined, absolutely got her vibrato, you know, the wobble in her voice, the way she said refined. Yeah! Do it again. You did it beautifully.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it was really good. The soul refined. You did a a lovely
so
thing.
So defined.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe I am Shirley Bassey.
I think you definitely are her, or at least her sister. One of the two.
Jess, I'm far too young to be her sister.
All right. Her
no, but I do love her. And, you know, in terms of, like, the James Bond theme tunes or whatever, I mean, how incredible and iconic.
Yeah.
And they still stand the test of time.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Absolutely.
Gold finger.
So you were meant to be touring in Australia at the moment.
Indeed, yes. I had to leave Australia. I was meant to do a three-month tour, and I finished my tour in the UK. I flew to Adelaide and did 2 weeks in Adelaide, and then this corona thing hit. But back then, we didn't know how serious it was.
Right.
So my last show in Adelaide, I was walking on stage with like a face mask, and the audience would piss themselves. I wouldn't do it now. Can you imagine? We laugh. How we laugh. And then I'd take the mask off and go, I've not just come back from China. We laugh. Can't do that now.
Innocent times.
I know. But I love Australia. That's why I go there. I've been going there for like the last 10 years.
They've really adopted you as one of theirs, haven't they?
Oh, well, why wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Look at me. Why wouldn't I go down under when I'm big down under? Not gag there. Oh,
very good. And just about our level. So thank you for that. Stephen, it is now time for one of our most popular sections of the podcast, where you get to randomly pair any song with any singer. And we'll perform it here on the spot.
Randomizer, randomizer. It's time for the impressions. Randomizer.
Oh my God, that is so random.
I didn't expect
totally
that.
Totally out of the blue.
Randomizer.
This week, Stephen, I've sent you a 40-foot pirate ship. Did you manage to set it up in your lake, OK?
Oh, I did, but I can't get over the drawbridge.
No, I mean, you're lucky to have a lake. That's Radio 4 money, isn't it? Have you got your pirate hat on?
Oh,
excellent. Great. So in order to choose the singer,
yes,
you're going to have a pirate-themed game of whack-a-mole. Now, as soon as the boys start playing the sea shanty, and I'm going to play my recorder, an array of pop stars are going to poke their heads through your portholes at, to be frank, quite an alarming rate.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'd like you to use that blow-up anchor to your left. To just bop them on the head. And when the sea shanty finishes, I want you to tell me who the last person was that you bonked. In the game. You can tell me really what happened after the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Roll the hornpipe. Okay.
Hello.
Quick, get them.
Hello.
Bop them, Stephen. Hello. Bop them.
Good evening.
Hello.
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 Oh, well done, Stephen.
I'm really sorry. What was I meant to do then?
You were just supposed to bop the singers on their head as they poke their head through your porthole.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get it now.
Oh, should we do it again?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, good. Okay, here we go. Quick, get some more wine out.
Hey!
Hello.
Hey!
Good evening.
Hello.
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 I've got them all right.
Well done, you
who's
did.
Who's the last singer, though?
Who was the last singer you got?
I'll be honest, I don't know.
That's not helping us.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I see now. I thought that was just like a little thing. Yeah. All right, okay.
It all has a purpose. It's just not very clear.
All right, it's got to be Ariana Grande.
Okay, Stephen. Now, the next thing I want you to do, we're going to find out the song, and to do that...
Jess, you've got to make me feel comfortable.
We've warmed you up. You've done your Shirley Bassey.
You just laughed at me.
You're amazing.
All right, okay.
You really are. To find out the song title, I just want you to hoist the mainsail on your galleon. Heave-ho, Stephen. And on it will be written a song title. Hoist that sail and tell us what it says.
Highway to Hell.
Okay. The rock classic.
So now, Stephen, you have chosen Ariana Grande singing Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
Here it comes. Are you ready?
Are you ready, Jess?
Are we going to do it? Yeah. We'll do it like, what do we do it like?
Like Highway to Hell.
Like
Highway to Hell. Like Ariana Grande. No tears left to cry type thing.
Love that song.
So good, isn't it?
Love that. I love that little rappy bit in there as well. Love it.
Honey, listen close.
Listen close,
because this is where I really need ya.
I need ya.
If this is your bag, then give us a tag and post on your social media.
Please rate us, validate us, show us how much you care.
Hit subscribe, give us stars out of five, and don't forget to share.
Okay, you ready for another one?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Now, if you look over the side of your ship into your lake, you'll see a message in a bottle. What I want you to do, Stephen, I want you to walk the plank, dive in, and collect the bottle. Can you do that?
Okay, I'm walking. No, I've dived.
Can you swim to shore, get the message out of the bottle, and tell me the song title written on it, please?
All right, okay. on the shore. Penny Lane.
Oh, yes. Right, now, if you turn the piece of parchment over, you'll see a treasure map. Somewhere buried in your garden is a treasure chest containing a celebrity. Grab that spade and hurry, Stephen, because I forgot to put air holes in it. It was originally a place for Rob to sleep.
Oh, where's a spade? Oh, there it is.
Oh,
the ace.
Okay, open the box, Stephen.
I'm trying to open the fucking box. Okay. The
Who's
box
in
is
the
open.
Box?
Oh my god, it's Diana Ross.
No.
Oh! What do you know?
Should we do it in the style of one of your favourite Diana Ross songs, Michael?
Chain Reaction.
Oh,
that
was
a dance floor filler.
It only goes to work at Lens Club. Okay, here we go.
Photographs of everyone he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a moon. children laugh at him behind his back. And the banker never wears a mask in the pouring rain. Very strange. And he lays in my ears and in my eyes. Baby love there beneath the blue suburban skies. And he lays in my ears and in my eyes. Ooh, ooh, ooh. There beneath the blue suburban skies. Ooh, and he lays.
It's hard, isn't it?
He hated it.
He hated it. You hated it.
No, I didn't. Do you know what it is? I'm not really a big fan of her voice.
Why did you choose her?
She was in the box. She was a legend.
Stars in your ears.
I've looked everywhere and Duncan's not in any of his usual places. I've checked the West Wing, I've checked the attic, I've checked the bread bin. I even went down to the dungeon to have a look. I'm really worried about him.
He's probably just popped a Waitrose. It's his turn to cook tonight. Anyway, Thomas is back here and he knows who his daddy is, don't you? Don't you? Yes.
He looks really smug.
Michael or the cat?
Sitting there all pleased with himself.
Michael or the cat?
He looks like the cat that got the cream.
Or the rat.
What? The rat that got the cream?
No, the cat that got the rat.
Oh. Is it me or does he look fatter?
Don't body shame him.
Stop in your ears.
Give me three words to describe your speaking voice. How would you describe it to a voiceover person or something if you were trying to sell your voice?
Clear.
Mm-hmm.
London.
Yes.
Maybe RP.
Yeah, I would say resonant as well. I think you've got a lovely... Have you done voiceovers?
I'm very particular with the voiceovers that I do. I haven't done a McDonald's commercial, for example. KFC, though, if they bring the money. I think because a bit like you, maybe, Jess, I was one of those kids who loved to mimic things that I'd heard.
Yeah.
So accents for me are quite easy. And I love doing accents and taking people off. That sounds weird. And do you know what I mean? And it just kind of created another persona, if anything.
How have you used your voices and your accents in your stand-up? Do you illustrate lots of stories?
Yes, because I was born and raised in London. My parents are from Nigeria.
Yeah.
So whenever I do stories about my parents talking to me, I inhabit their characters.
Oh, please, can we hear a bit?
One of the early jokes I used to go, my parents were very, very insistent that we studied and worked hard. So my dad would say to me, Stephen, go upstairs and read a book. We had one book, the phone book. I read it. It's quite long. Lots of characters.
When you were at home with your family...
Yes.
Did you speak differently to how you did when you were in school? Did you consciously change the way that you spoke when you were around all of the white kids? Did that make a big difference to you?
Wow, that is probably the best question I've ever been asked in all my years of doing stand-up and being interviewed. Because,
really?
Yeah, honestly, because a lot of my friends who are either from the Asian subcontinent or whatever... When they were in their formative years, before going to primary school, whatever, their parents spoke to them in their mother tongue.
Right.
My parents never did that.
What they
did was speak to us kids in English, but with a very heavy Nigerian accent.
Yeah.
So by the time we got to primary school, I would say things like, I want some Coca-Cola. And the kids were like, what? Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola. It's so weird because it's only now I really wish my parents had taught us their language, and that would have, I think, enriched my own life and would have meant I could go to Nigeria and be able to communicate very easily.
Yeah,
with,
right.
Do you know what I mean? But I don't have that.
But you do have a brilliant accent.
It's very good, I tell you. Very
it's
good.
Really
and
good.
And I don't know if you remember, but one of my first TV spots was Live the Apollo. And back then,
yeah,
my whole act was about being subversive and challenging what people expect. Mm-hmm. So I'd go on and my first line was like, good evening, how are you? And do it for like 3 or 4 minutes, get the audience in, and then at the end of it just go, oh, I can't keep up with that. And the audience would be really upset that I'd fooled them.
So do you think as you were growing up, people judged you for speaking a certain way? Did you feel like that?
Yes, because nowadays, particularly in London anyway, you see all the young kids who have a kind of a London speak, a London kind of dialect, a kind of thing.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Exactly, that crosses all ethnicities.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, it wasn't like that at all.
Right.
So it was just like you speak like how you speak from your household to school. And I just knew, you know, me and my twin sister, we knew we couldn't keep saying Coca-Cola in primary school because yeah, right. nobody would understand us. So then you adapt and you find mm-hmm. yourself kind of moulding into this. But I can do, you know, I can do anything. I can talk like a Jamaican and it's not a problem for me, you know. Is that all right? I can speak like a Bayesian and they talk really slowly. They talk like that. It's not a problem that I want to see and understand. But what I want to know is if you want to see my face. You know, do you know what I mean?
It's amazing.
There's so many. And that's why when I go to America and do stuff, you can always tell when you're in a different country if they have an ear for other accents.
Right.
And that's if they listen to you. If they just go, I don't understand. It's because they're not, they just don't have the exposure. I was in a restaurant in New York about 7 years ago, and I said, oh, can I have some water, please? And she was like, excuse me? I said, water? Excuse me? Can I have some water? Oh, we don't have that. I went, water? She went, oh, water!
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they just don't have the ear for it.
That's really funny.
Sign of a good musician. Accents, having that sort of transferal,
yes.
It's all music.
Musical.
Yeah, absolutely,
oh,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll know this as well, Jess, in terms of the lyrical way one speaks and one sings. Mm-hmm. I've done jokes in the past that I know should not get a laugh, but because the audience in my rhythm, you get the laugh.
Yeah. Mm.
And when I point it out to them, they get really annoyed.
Well, it's like a magician showing his tricks, isn't it?
Well, magicians are... they're on a par with ventriloquists, lazy shits. But do you know what I mean? That whole rhythm thing, you guys, musicians, you Jess, your vocals are your instrument. You know that you can build something and bring something down, or just
make people feel a certain way.
Yeah. And that's what you do with comedy as well, in my experience.
Yeah.
You can bring them up and down and then, oh, it's incredible.
Oh, you are giving us podcast gold here. I would like you to judge the band from their voices now. They're going to say, I've got stars in my ears. And you have to judge them. What can you tell me about their personality just from hearing their voice? Michael, do you want to go first?
I've got stars in my ears.
What do you think about Michael from
their
voice?
I wouldn't trust him.
Not again.
No, I'm not being funny.
This happens every week.
Oh,
I've been called a psychopath 3 times.
But I can hear that.
Oh.
Do it in a really natural
way. Right,
okay,
all right.
Yeah.
I've got stars in my ears.
Now he's just upset and pissed off.
I've got frigging stars in my ears.
hey, Michael, leave a gap between words. That might help.
I've got...
Not too slowly.
I've got stars in my ears.
No, I still wouldn't trust you.
I don't know what I'm doing wrong. You know?
It's your voice.
Maybe you won't be best friends after all.
It's all up. Oh. It's all up.
No, he's dead to me.
Oh. Not if he gets you first. Let's hear Kitch.
I've got stars in my ears.
That's not bad. It's not bad. But you sound quite young.
Well, that's the facade I like to put across to everybody.
Some would say creepy, but you say facade. No, not feeling it. You sound quite young.
No.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. They don't have to be dates, Stephen.
That's too down.
No.
Okay, it's Rob's turn.
Oh God. This could be okay. Your night, Rob.
I've got stars in my ears.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I've just ejaculated.
Oh. Not that, again.
That is it. That's what I mean. That voice just went straight through me.
Oh. Not in a bowel movement,
Do you know what? What it was?
Thank you.
It's don't take the piss. It was quite calming, but also very, very definite.
An iron fist in a velvet glove.
Yes. Yes,
that's
Margaret.
That's bad,
Thatcher.
Isn't it?
No.
I really, really loved your show, TV That Made Me, where you and your guests would chat about the programmes that influenced you. We've spoken about your pretend mum, Shirley Bassey, but are there other women, famous or not, in your life who have used their voices in some way to shape who you are or influence you?
Oh, go and again, a lovely question, Jess. Yeah, I really like the poetry and the writings of Maya Angelou. You know, ooh. I know just her speaking voice alone is kind of comforting.
Yeah.
It's quite gravelly. It's quite wise as well. Mm-hmm. And you kind of feel safe when you hear that, someone speaking like that. And the subjects that she touched on resonate with me, obviously. You know, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and just like, oh. So Maya would be one of them. I love Amy Winehouse, her voice. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I miss her voice.
And you just felt the trauma.
Yeah, and same with Billie Holiday, I think.
Yeah.
You could feel the vulnerability.
Absolutely, and it just touches you. And that's why, like, it even spans into the films that I watch. I'm not into sci-fi or horror or any of that stuff. I like a really good story. When you can inhabit that story and you can feel that they are talking to you, mm-hmm. and you maybe even resonate with parts of that story.
I think there's something so emotive about her voice, something so raw, that I think if she sang a nursery rhyme, it would still sound...
Exactly.
...amazing.
Ripping out stairs in a high skirt. Yeah, put that against Lulu.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, keep shouting, love.
There are so many superstars and activists and feminists who have inspired me over the years, but I think my biggest influence is much closer to me. My mum. I take the mickey out of her relentlessly, but she really is my hero. She's got such energy and humour, and even since my lovely dad died a few weeks ago, she just keeps on keeping on with the most amazing grit and determination. So, in tribute to my mum and all inspirational women everywhere, we've put together this girl power mega mix. And it starts with one of my favourite songs from Mary Poppins.
From Kensington to Edinburgh, one hears the restless cry. From every corner of the land, womankind arise. Political equality and equal rights with men. Take heart, for Mrs. Pankhurst has been clapped in irons again. No more the meek and mild subservient we. We're fighting for our rights, militantly, never you fear! So, ladies all across the world, listen up, we're looking for recruits. If you're with me, let me see your hands, stand up and salute. Grab your killer heels, sneakers, bombs, so lace up your boots. Representing all the women, salute, salute, it's who we are. With me, women, let me hear you say what you want. Baby, I got it. What you need, no, I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come just home. Hey, baby, when you come home.
Just a little bit,
mister.
Just a little bit.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Better what it means to me. Grandma, and
And I know you will agree, she always is a friend to you, and she's a friend to me. My hump, 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 my lovely lady lumps. Check it out. I got the eye of the tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. 'Cause sisters are doing it for themselves, standing on their own two feet, bringing on their own bells.
Trousers up, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, there's somebody at the door.
At the door?
The door.
Yeah. Okay, Stephen, top up your drink and, boys, come and help me. We've got a delivery.
Ripple dusters in the pastures. My old t-shirt. Water, her, 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 her,
her, her, her, her, her, her,
her, her, her, her,
her, her, her, her,
her, her, her, her, her, her, her, her, her, her, her, her, her, her.
Oh, right. This is so exciting. Stephen K. Amos, you naughty man, you sent us all presents. Thank you so, so much. Why don't you choose a mood for one of the band to play in while we unwrap our presents, and you can tell the listeners what you got us.
What about melancholy?
Oh,
we can do that.
Okay.
Not suicidal.
No, a bit more perky. Okay, that's... Stephen, what did you get us?
Oh, do you know what, Jess? I got you a fairy light in the shape of a heart.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. That's going to look so nice above our bunk beds. What did you get for Kitch?
Well, I thought, what does Kitch need? I got him a voice box.
Well, say thank you, Kitch. Don't be ungrateful.
No. Thank you, Stephen. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very much.
And it's massive
so
as well.
I was just trying to turn it on. That's all.
What did you get for Michael?
Oh, I got Michael something really, really personal to me. It was a moulding of a part of my anatomy.
Oh, so generous.
it is.
That's great that we could fit it through the letterbox.
if that's what you call it.
Aperture.
what did you manage to get for Rob?
I got Rob a pair of trainers because I thought he could not use exercise. I'm not saying he's overweight, but I thought it could help with his style and bring out the kind of youth in him.
Oh, that's probably a really good thing, actually.
Thank you.
That's lovely, you. Rob. I'll take those. Stephen K. Amos, are you ready to learn an impression?
I would love to learn an impression, yes.
Impressions, lessons. So you want to sound like that guy? Jess can show you how. If you want to sing like that gal, Jess will see you now. It's Jess's Impressions Lessons.
Who would you like to learn to do?
Do you know what? One of the British female singers that I really, really like, Paloma Faith.
Oh, what a wonderful woman.
I know, right?
She's so kooky.
I love that.
Because there are so many singers these days, Taylor Swift and people like that, that just sound nothingy and processed. If you hear Paloma, you know it's her.
You know it's her, and you know that she doesn't take any prisoners. She says it like it is. And you just get the impression that she's not one of these artists who gets told what to do by the record company.
I like to describe Paloma as having a split voicinality.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a term I invented. It's not in the dictionary yet, but I reckon it should be. A split voicinality, right, is where you have a totally different speaking voice from your singing voice.
With
Julie Andrews, she's got a very crisp, clean start. Do take your medicine, dear. Doctor's order sort of a voice. So that when she sings, it's no shock that her singing voice has those crisp, clean, yodelay, 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 hee-hoo qualities.
Yes.
And it's the same with Britney. Like, she's got this baby voice. So when she goes, oh, baby, baby, it's not a shock.
Yeah.
But with Paloma, you basically have to learn two voices for one person. Because when she speaks, she's got this sort of baby voice, doesn't she? But when she sings, she's like a passionate foghorn. Like with that. It's such a surprise when she starts singing. We're going to focus on Paloma's speaking voice today. And the first thing I want you to do is get the pitch of Paloma's voice. She's here in sort of medium way, I think. So a little bit high for you. But it's a little bit like she's inhaled a helium balloon. It's got a little bit of Oompa Loompa about it, or Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Bit of Oompa Loompa about it, like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That's it.
Just sort of constricting your... Yeah.
That's it. Could you say maybe something that she would say that's a bit random, like, sometimes I talk to trees?
Yeah. Today I went to Sainsbury's, I found myself in boots.
Yeah. That is so brilliant. The other lovely thing about Paloma is her accent. It's not exactly Cockney, but it's a bit estuary, you know. She's not really, really posh or anything. So just like say something casual like, all right, do you want a cup of tea?
All right, Stephen, do you want a cup of cocoa?
Oh, that's lovely. Cocoa, is that right? Yeah, that's cocoa. Good. Do you want a cup of cocoa? Right. When you look at Paloma, her top lip comes slightly over her bottom lip, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that actually affects the way that she says her S's. It makes them ever so slightly lispy. And she's got a slightly weak R as well. So she'd say things like, do you like my stripy socks?
Do you like my stripy socks?
Yeah. Can you do a little bit higher? A bit higher. Don't
do you like my stripy socks?
There you go.
Yeah.
This is amazing. So step four is the rhythm of Paloma's voice. I think that when she does speak, it sounds a little bit like a really cute five-year-old kid saying what they did at school that day. You know, with a sort of quite earnest, but broken up. Do you want to say something about what you've done at school, Stephen?
Oh, today at school, I had a potato and carved the potato into a face. But the face looked like my mum's face.
So that's it. Let's just recap, right? So she's got the funny, she's got her nice medium voice, but a bit helium. She's got her lispy S's and her weak R with her nice top lip. That's what makes her nice mouth so pouty and pretty. And she speaks like a child and she says slightly weird things, but very nice. So let's just top it off by saying something really, really weird. Like, when I married a cheese straw, my hair could see the moon.
Two nights ago, I was in my garden and it was about 9 o'clock at night. I looked up in the sky and I saw the moon. I was really surprised. I could see it from my house.
It's Paloma's
hair! Yeah.
Oh, Jess, we can't leave it there. We cannot leave it there. No, that take on her voice is so spot on.
Oh, thank you.
So can you now, from there, just get one of the big tunes was, Only You I Can Feel Like This.
Yes.
Can you give me a couple of bars? From there.
Once when I was a leprechaun, I married the queen. Only love can hurt like this. I hope you really like my shoes. I've got a lot of them.
Wow.
Well, Stephen, it is now time.
Oh, God.
Don't worry, it's not that bit yet. First of all, we've got some iconic listener mimicry.
It's Jess's impression session.
So every week, I have listeners send in their best impressions. Some are great, some are not. but we love them.
Okay.
This week's Impression Gallery, we're going to hear two Lorraine Kellys, two Professor Snapes, a Sarah Millican, which is really funny, loads of cartoon characters, and I think one of my favourite impressions that anyone has ever sent in, which comes from Lucy in Brighton, you'll know it when you hear it, on this week's Impressions Sessions.
Hello, I'm Lorraine. Welcome to Lorraine with me, Lorraine. Welcome to my show.
Hello, this is Lorraine Kelly, and I'm so excited to listen to Jess Robinson Stars in Your Ears.
Oh, good.
Aww.
No.
So me and me boyfriend are looking to buy a house, and the woman that showed us round said there's not a single radiator in the house. So me, without thinking, I just said, well, how do you dry your knickers? And she said, well, it's got on-the-floor heating. I said, all right, I'll just throw my knickers on the floor then.
She said it since I rolled the washing machine. Shut up, Meg.
There will be no silly wand waving or incantations in this class.
Hello, this is Sherrod Cole. Love you, Jess.
Why, hey, you should come round to my house sometime. I've got lots of popsicles.
That's very good.
I'm Sonia from EastEnders. And what have I got to say?
As a ball.
Blimey Trumpy, it's being like it. Alright, everyone, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
What in the name of bloody hell? I don't believe it.
Mr. Jar Jar Binks, Mr. Your Humble Servant.
Hey, everybody, I need to see more butts.
Euphigenia, don't fail, dear.
Oh, hi, this is Lucy from Brighton. I'm going to do an impression of my daughter, Kelsey. No, I won't tidy up my fucking room. Thanks, bye.
That's brilliant.
That last impression was iconic.
I mean, that's the one.
Is that your favourite one you've heard?
That's my favourite one. That one and the Sarah Millican one, my favourites.
Yeah. Oh, that was brilliant. Boys, which one stood out for you?
You for Jenna Doubtfire. I mean,
that was really good, wasn't it?
That's niche.
One of my favourite films.
She wants a bit more of that.
Any you liked, Rob?
I really liked the Lorraine Kellys. They were obviously listening. They've been listening to the previous episodes.
They have. They've been listening and learning.
Have they?
Yeah, we taught Lorraine to Ellie Taylor.
Oh, bless. And Lorraine's so quite popular within the gay community, isn't she, Rob?
Oh, yes. you should have heard Rosie Jones doing the Queen the other week. It was really amazing. Thanks to Liam Andrews, Richard Franks, Lucy Bijou, Abby Patel, James Cobbin, David Jones and Lulu Rubin. It doesn't matter if they're awesome or awful. We love your impressions so much. So send them to, go on boys,
Jess Robinson. Email at gmail.com.
And that's why I made a jingle. It goes like this.
Jess Robinson email@gmail.com.
And not only could you be featured on our next impression session in our new series, TBC, and the person that has won this year's Stars in Your Ears earplugs coming to you soon is Maisie Delaney.
Yay! Well done, Maisie. Congratulations, Maisie. Wow.
And that just goes to show, even if you have no confidence and you think you're rubbish, you're probably not. You're probably actually very good and can do loads. Well done, Maisie.
Well done, Maisie. You'll never have to listen to us ever again.
You will.
Well, not with her earplugs in, she what?
Stars in your ears.
If people want to get more of you, where can they find you?
Nowhere. We're in lockdown. I've got nothing to do. It's lovely. If people want to come and see what I'm doing, they should just log on to any of the socials. I've got a book out on... Who's laughing?
No, I gasped.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've got a book out on Audible.
Now I'm laughing.
You didn't let me speak. I've got a book out on Audible. I've got a series out on Audible. And I'm just waiting to hear tomorrow, in fact, if my Netflix special will be signed off.
Oh, come on.
Please let it be.
Yeah.
Let it be. Stephen K. Amos, take your pirate hat off. Get out of your wet clothes, because now it's time for our fabulous finale.
Oh.
Stephen.
Stephen. It's time to make your wish come true. Draw your sword, hoist your sails, and we'll look inside of you. Everyone has a dream.
Everyone has a dream.
Someone they look up to.
Ooh, yeah.
So apart from me, though it'll actually be me, who's your favourite singer? Who? 'Cause it's time for our fantasy duet.
Glass is broken.
Stephen K. Amos, who are you going to be in our fantasy duet tonight?
Do you know what, Jess? I think you might even guess, because all my favourite singers that we've discussed so far seem to have something in common, and that is kind of a nasally kind of thing going on. I don't know if you noticed that. They've all been quite nasally. No holds barred, lots of attitude. Again, as Rob will attest, a gay icon. look at me, Rob. and even by her voice, very unique, very feline as well.
Yeah.
And lots of kind of going on there.
Oh, go on, say it.
Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
What singer should Eartha Kitt duet with tonight?
I think to add the balance that we discussed earlier about people using their normal speaking voices, how about Eartha Kitt and Lily Allen?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
The world has never heard it before.
No.
Nor will they probably ever again.
No, they will after this.
Yes, they will, because it's going to be on the internet for eternity. What song would you like them to perform?
These are a few of my favourite things.
Oh, boys get the chance up. Yes. Can we do it? Can we do it in the style a little bit like Santa Baby, but a waltz?
Okay, like,
so a bit sort of sexy.
Like E minor?
I don't know. E minor, Stephen?
What's he talking about?
That kind of thing? All right, let's have a go at it. Here we go.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens.
Break on my kittens and warm woolen mittens.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
Oh, me, is that a few of my favourite things?
Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles.
While geese and fly with the moon on the rings.
These are a few of my favourite things.
Girls in white dresses.
With blue satin sashes.
Snowflakes that stay on. Silver white whiteness that melt into spring. These are a few of my favourite things. When I'm
dubbed by
things. When I'm feeling sad,
so sad. I simply remember my favourite things. And then I don't
made me spill my wine. You have been absolutely incredible. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For joining in with this stupidity.
Oh, thank you so much. What a good, fun session it's been.
Oh, thank you great. So much for coming on. We have loved you. What a guest.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you so much. What a fabulous guest you've been. Stephen K.
What's wrong?
Did you find Duncan?
No. Just these.
A half-eaten rat-sized tap shoe.
And look, there's some ginger fur stuck to it. Peculiar.
Oh, that's the same colour as your fur, Thomas, you big cutie pie.
And some half-eaten cheese.
Gorgonzola. That's Duncan's favourite.
He's only had a couple of bites. He'd never leave his cheese. He's famously very anti-waste.
Oh,
no!
Duncan!
It was a total joy to bring you this series of Stars in Your Ears, live from the pond at Jessington Towers, featuring my crew of fishy-fingered fellows, Jessington World of Adventures. On keys, it was Sticky Seaman Michael Crabcakes Ralston. On drums, it was the wooden-nosed Jolly Jonathan Release the Kraken Kitching. On guitar and bass, it was Skipper Squidlip's Rob Longbeard Lamont. Our special ship-shaped shipmate this week was the wonderful Salty Sea Dog Stephen K. Amos. Our marvellous sound engineer and editor was Joe Seasnake Walker. Special thanks for added silliness to the rugged Robin Scurvy Leg Sea Sparrow Morgan. I've been your pirate queen, Jess Barnacles on my booty Robinson. Bye, Spaghetti Bongole!
Terrible time.
Donate to us on Patreon.
Please subscribe to Hear More Podcasts.
Then we'll not have carry on. You've had Stars in Your Ears. Won't get Stars in Your Ears. Stars, stars, stars in your ears. Stars in your ears. Keep your eye on the horizon for Series 2.